Not that. But all we got to do, I suggested to the Board of Supervisors that once a month, they invite Spear Agnew out here, turn his big fat mouth toward the San Gabriel Mountains, and with all that hot air coming out, shh, no more smog.
Bravo.
Coming on back from Caliente, I was sitting in my wheels, you know, listening to FM, feeling good, leaning. Oh, you know I was leaning, you know. And I was coming on down the freeway, and I looked over to my right, and I saw a drive-in theater. So I decided to go into the drive-in theater, you know, and I pulled my car in. And baby, the screen looked as if it was about this big. You know, I didn't find out until after the movie was over that I had parked my car the wrong way and was looking through the rearview mirror. It's a good smoke, Jack. I'm not joking. Called TS, Tijuana Smalls. And it was a good flick, too. It was about fashion. You know, women's fashion, about the midis, the maxes, the hot pants, and the sizzlers. I mean, honest to goodness, ladies, I realize that it's fashionable, but those sizzlers. You know, in Detroit last winter, the sizzlers and the hot pants were considered a health hazard. That's right. There were 5,700 cases of chapped lips. I mean, you really have to admit now, some of you chicks really wear your dresses too short. You know, I was walking down Crenshaw the other day, man. Chick had a dress so short, she embarrassed me for 20 blocks. When I caught up to her, she said, "Is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?" Hey, you know, you got some slick chicks out in California, too. I'm not... Oh, there's some slick chicks in L.A. Really? I was standing at the bar of the night, man, minding my own business. An old chick walked at me, and she says, "Buy me a drink." I said, hey, Frank, I said, "Give the lady what she's drinking, you know, no sweat. I'm not Rockefeller, baby, but I can buy you a drink." So about 5 minutes later, she eased up to me. She says, "You want to dance?" I said, "Well, I'm not Harold Nichols, baby, but come on." You know, so we started dancing. And she leaned over and whispered in my ear, she said, "You want to go around the corner to my apartment and make love to me?" I said, "Well, I ain't Jim Brown, but let's go." And see, old Jim is the originator of three new games. One's called In and Out the Window. On and Off the Hood. And Up and Down the Stairs. Anyway, we go around this chick's pad, you know, and have a couple of drinks, take care of business. And afterward, we're sitting on the side of the bed, and she looks up to me and she says, "Well, what about the money?" I said, "Well, I ain't no pimp, but give it here." I don't give up no dough, no how. No siree.